episode of the DB Media Podcast. We do have five movies to be reviewing here today. We got Venom. What's the other two you picked?
Silver Bullet and...
Junior. And I picked Jumper and Borderlands. But before we jump into that, we do have some movie news here to discuss. The first, I think the biggest part, or the biggest piece we got to discuss, the Spider-Man Noir pictures that are out.
Spider-Man Noir?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think it'll be pretty good. I couldn't confirm anything from what I looked up, but it is going to be in black and white. But from the pictures I saw, the suit looks good. I think Nick Cage is going to do this role justice. I think he can pull it off.
Nick Cage can pull anything off.
Yeah. From what I googled, it's supposed to be 8 episodes.
Okay. I'm cool with all that. If it's not in black and white, I feel like it'll hurt it.
Yeah, I don't think it would hurt it too much if it wasn't in black and white, but I do like that it is going to be in black and white.
And I'm not a black and white like person. I hate black and white movies, but I think this one needs to be black and white.
Yeah, because like even in the cartoons, whenever Peter Parker's went into the noir universe, it's been in black and white.
Right. And the pictures look so good. The spider suit looks so good.
Yeah. I know you saw the picture. Did you see the clip?
I didn't see the video clip. No, I only got to see the pictures.
I don't know if that's Nick Cage, but it does have somebody in the suit on top of the car trying to get into it.
I saw pictures of that, yes. Yeah, I didn't see the video.
That's the pictures that were released, but they also released a clip with it.
That is awesome. I think Nick Cage will kill this performance.
He voiced it in the...
Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Which is probably one of the best Spider-Man properties to ever exist.
It's a Spider-Man. Yes. I don't agree with that, but it's...
It's better than most of the live-action movies.
Okay.
In my opinion, I enjoyed it a lot more than I enjoyed The Amazing Spider-Man, and I love The Amazing Spider-Man.
It's okay to be wrong.
So the next piece of news we got here, not Marvel-related, but the director of... I believe it was the Romulus director, or creator, one of the two, said that he wants to do a new AVP movie, Alien vs. Predator.
From everything that I've seen about that, that is all over the place with the Alien vs. Predator. I couldn't find, like, barely anything that, like, confirmed anything other than that somebody wants to make a new AVP.
Nothing's concrete, but I do have a quote here from the actual creator that I found in an article online.
What's the quote?
It says, maybe it's something I have to co-direct with my buddy Dan, who is the creator of Prey. Maybe we should do like Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez did with Dust Till Dawn. I'll direct half and he'll direct the other half. Okay. I'm all for that.
Yeah, it's been a while since we got an AVP. I think it'll be good, but
and everyone hated AVP 2, The Requiem.
I liked it.
I thought it was so much fun. The only problem I have with that movie is it was so daggone dark. Like, you couldn't see what was going on half the time.
Yeah. Now, I've seen, like, a bunch of different stuff. Like, somebody said that they was talking about the new movie's going to be animated or something like that.
The new AVP movie?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, too.
I don't, like, if it's...
Don't get me wrong, I would want a live action, but I'll watch an animated one.
I would watch maybe, like, a short series animation. Yeah. But regardless, I would watch it, but it is definitely not what I would prefer.
No, not at all. Next piece of movie news we have, the Wayans brothers. I can't remember which brother it was, put on his Twitter... Twitter, Facebook. He put on some kind of social outlet.
Yeah, a picture of him and
Ghostface.
Yes.
Announcing that they are officially back with...
Yeah, everybody's starting to get all their properties back from Harvey Weinstein.
Exactly. I watched an interview with him or read about an interview with him where he said that he should have sued Harvey Weinstein. Because him and his family was in charge of the Scary Movie franchise before Harvey Weinstein got a hold of it.
Yeah, because they kind of, they really, I don't know when he got a hold of it, but they went downhill after the third one.
Absolutely. Yeah, the first three, comedic gold. But you have that problem with...
I don't hate the fourth one, but it's definitely the worst one.
You can definitely tell it's the lowest one in quality. And that's like right when they got a hold of it.
It's not the worst scary movie. Every one after that's terrible.
Well, there's four and five. I liked five. Five was all right.
I hated five.
It had some, like, four, I didn't laugh at all. Four, I was sitting over the straight face entire. Five had me cracking up.
You didn't
up
laugh
bit.
At four at all when the little, when he's making fun of Grudge and he's just upstairs saying Japanese brand names.
I forgot about that part. Yeah, it's like, Tsunami, Mitsubishi. Like,
Mitsubishi, Tsunami.
Yeah, no, that part didn't get me. I still,
Toshibi.
No, yeah, okay, that part got me. I forgot that was in part four. I'm excited for part six. I love this franchise. It's hard to do a good spoof movie.
Yeah, but they can do it. They've been doing spoofs ever since they had the show to In Color.
Yep.
They was In Living Color, and then they had the Wayans Brothers show.
The Wayans Brothers show was amazing.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah, I love sketch comedy in general.
Yeah. I love the Wayans Brothers.
Yeah.
If they're in charges again, sign me up.
They're absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, and the fact that he brought the ghost face, the Wazzup ghost face, back for it, I hope they have it. Because Scream's big right now.
Yeah.
So hopefully they do a spoof of Scream, and that would be amazing.
I do want them to bring up Smile.
Yes, that would be hilarious. Because we were just talking about Smile.
Smokey, the one that Marlon plays. I just want him to not be high and not know why they're smiling.
Okay. That'd be hilarious. I would like for them to make fun of Scream, Smile, maybe a few others. I know they're making fun of Midsommar. I don't know if you've ever seen Midsommar. About the pagan cult.
No, I haven't seen that.
Because the movie, they released, I don't know if it's a concept art or if it's official art, but it was like
Midsommar. I keep seeing, the cover for that, and it looks like a romantic chick flick.
It's bad. It's bad. It's a bad movie.
Oh.
100%. I watched it, and I couldn't tell you. The last 45 minutes of this movie feel like an acid trip. We might review that one day. But... I know they're making fun of it because there was either concept art or it was an official poster. I cannot remember, but it was of the Midsommar, flower field. I'm looking forward to them making fun of that movie.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a horror movie. I thought it was a chick flick from the poster.
Yeah, and they go to a pagan cult, and the cult members start killing themselves or sacrificing the kids who go there. So, I don't know. It's a bad movie. We might review it again one day. Last piece of movie news we got.
I got here the King of the Hill reboot.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the King of the Hill. Yeah, go ahead.
They are doing a time skip because they've already released pictures online of Bobby Hill, and he's an adult now. I think he's going to be around 21 in it.
Okay.
He is a chef now, so... I hope they go into that, because he wanted to be a prop comic, so I want to see how they develop that. Something I don't know about, the voice actors, three of them from the original series are dead. Johnny Hardwick, Tom Petty, and Brittany Murphy. Now, they died before Tom Petty and Brittany Murphy, voice of Lucky and Luann.
Yep.
They died before a reboot was even mentioned. Brittany Murphy died a little bit before the last couple of episodes aired.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, she died in 2009. The last season aired in 2010.
Such a good show.
Johnny Hardwick, he was able to record some of the episodes for the new reboot.
Mm-hmm.
But... Again, I'm just worried about if they're going to be able to find somebody who can replicate these voices.
Right.
Because I don't like when it's voice possible. It's definitely possible, but I don't like when shows replace a voice actor and they sound nothing like them.
I don't know. Rick and Morty done it, and
that's another problem. Like,
I can't tell a difference.
I can.
You can tell. Okay, you can tell a slight difference, not enough to make you really.
Both of them. Both of them. Every bit has lost their. They have the same pitch, but they lost all the raspiness behind both of their voices. And I don't like that in Rick and Morty. IMDb did add 6 new episodes to the series for season 14. Says these 6 episodes will be out by 2025. So there will be at least 6 episodes for Hulu come Hulu? Next year. Yeah, it's coming to Hulu.
Oh, okay. I don't know how I feel about that.
Concerns I do have is I'm hoping it won't be political.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it to lean towards either side. Like, the original series isn't very political at all. Like, it talks about one election, and it's not even Hank. It's not even the policies that Hank has a problem with. It's George Bush's handshake. Like, George Bush has a limp handshake, and now Hank questions the entirety of voting for him.
I think if it gets political, it can be done right. I don't think it should be political like it leans either way. But like South Park. South Park gets political, but they make fun of both sides.
Yeah, but this isn't South Park.
Yeah, I know.
Like, South Park makes fun of everything under the sun. Yeah. King of the Hill does not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to get political neither. I hate when shows get political. I hate when they take a political agenda.
Yeah.
Like, just give me a reboot of this show. This was one of our childhood shows.
Yeah, I watch this every night on Adult Swim at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I think we both did that. Like, yeah. King of the Hill is definitely one of our childhood favorites. I hope they do the reboot justice. It deserves to be done justice.
I don't know about a crossover because I don't know how Hank would deal with them, but I do want to see a Beavis and Butthead cameo made in this.
Because it is made by the creators of Beavis.
Yeah, they're both, it's the same creators by both of them.
That's what I thought.
There is, in Beavis and Butthead, there is a Hank-like character, but he cares more about butane.
That's good.
Yeah, he likes butane, not propane.
That's good. I would love to see a crossover. I know you said you don't know about a crossover.
I think it'd be really cool if they did a crossover, but I'm more wanting to see a cameo and then maybe go on to a crossover.
Yeah, I don't know. I would just like to see a full-blown crossover. Maybe not for the whole series, obviously, but like for one episode.
Yeah,
give me an episode of Beavis and Butthead.
And then, I believe that's all I have for King of the Hill.
Well, I am stoked for the King of the Hill comeback. I think it's going to be great. I love the time jump. If it's done good, if it's done justice, I would love that. We do have one more piece of movie news. Marvel released their next few Disney shows that are coming out. Some of these have already been confirmed, but we got first looks at a lot of them. We got first looks at the animation for Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
Is that going to take place in the MCU at all, or is it just a cartoon?
I can't find... The article that I read didn't specify. I hope it's its own thing.
Yeah.
If it's not its own thing, I'd be all right with it being like another universe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Either way, that's fine. But it is set to release in January of 2025.
Well, about the cartoon, if it's... I wouldn't mind it it being just like a little short series, because they're saying we're not going to get that street level Spider-Man movie that they're wanting to do another big Universal type thing with Spider-Man again.
Why?
Because big Universal stuff tops box office.
That's yeah, why. But still, most people would want to see a street level Spider-Man movie. I know I do. I know you probably do.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be awesome to just keep bringing those other two Spider-Men back.
Yeah, they're going to make him do this till he's 90. Yeah. But yeah, that's coming out January 29, 2025. I will give it a watch. I don't know how I feel about it. The next thing coming out is, I think this might be a hot take on this, but this is my least favorite Marvel property, and it's getting a TV show, Black Panther. You have something called Eyes of Wakanda coming out August the 6th, 2025.
Eyes of Wakanda.
I don't know any other details other than that. I just know it's called Eyes of Wakanda. The day it comes out, I read the article a little bit. Couldn't find any plot points, anything like that.
I would say it's just about those women soldiers.
Yeah, that's what I'm banking on. I could be wrong. There could be articles out there that I couldn't find.
Yeah.
But Black Panther is my least favorite Marvel property. Yeah. I just don't like it. The next show they got coming out is a spinoff from What If, Marvel Zombies.
I thought they did a Marvel Zombies episode, or are they just doing straight up Marvel Zombies?
Just straight up Marvel Zombies. As a person who loves the Marvel Zombies comic book series, there's multiple runs of different Marvel Zombies storylines. I've read them all. I love them all. I am so excited for this. It's going to have the same animation style as the Marvel Zombies What If episode.
Yeah.
I think it's a perfect animation style. I've seen people online who hate that animation style. I absolutely love it. It's really 3D, really popping. I think it's great. That comes out October 2025.
Oh, before we move on, you have any other news before we move on to reviews?
I have a few more Marvel shows coming
out. Okay, go ahead.
Yep. I got Wonder Man coming out.
Wonder Man?
Yeah, Wonder Man.
I've never heard of him.
Never heard of him either. As someone who reads a lot of comics, I've never even heard of this guy.
Wonder Woman trans?
No, maybe. I don't know. But it is Wonder Man. I did find some plot points on it. Have you ever watched the show Barry on HBO about the contract killer?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's supposed to be heavily, heavily influenced by that. The guy is auditioning for the part of Wonder Man, and they get into shenanigans.
And this is a Marvel show?
It's a Marvel show. I'm going to have to look up some Wonder Man comics because they had his actual costume, and they had his comic book counterpart in the article showing how they look the same. I'm going to give him a read because I don't know anything about his backstory.
This is the first time I'm hearing about Wonder Man.
First time I heard about him was last night when I found the article. Maybe just a lesser known hero. I mean, you know, they like to do that, you know? Like,
yeah.
Then we saw pictures of Ironheart.
Ironheart?
Yeah, the chick from the new Black Panther movie.
Oh, yeah.
She's like stopping some kind of car. Like, it looks like she's punching a car like the Hulk does.
Yeah.
So that's the only picture where they got no other plot details. I don't have a release date for it. But the biggest one, I saved this one for last. Daredevil Born Again. We saw pictures of him meeting with Kingpin in a diner talking. But the biggest part of this, we see Punisher back as Punisher. We see pictures of him in action.
John Bernthal?
John Bernthal, Punisher.
I would have been extremely angry if they had brought anybody else back, except Thomas Jane.
Yeah, no, those are the only two acceptable answers.
If you do not give me John Bernthal, you give me Thomas Jane.
Yeah, either way. Like, those are the only two acceptable answers.
Like, if you try and give me what's-his-face from Warzone, I will throw you in a river.
He's dead.
Good.
Oh, my God.
This is a joke. It's a joke.
I'm pretty sure he's dead. I could be wrong, but I'm almost 100% positive.
This is the same guy from the other guys. Yep. Somebody's been playing that Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Yeah. So we get Punisher. We get full-blown Punisher pictures of him killing people. Fantastic. But we also get a picture of one of the scariest villains in the MCU. His name is Muse. You know anything about him?
No.
Okay, so in the comics, he uses the blood, bones, and organs of his victims to create art. And he's a serial killer. Mm. So that will be great. I think it's a great grounded street-level villain for Daredevil to be fighting with.
Yeah.
I hope him and Punisher are not fighting. I hope they're working together.
It's kind of hard to work together when one of you wants to kill and the other doesn't. Yes.
I think it's going to follow again. I think it's going to follow Punisher going after Muse and Daredevil going after Muse. And when they they'll interact at some point.
I think it's going to be one of those race things where Daredevil is trying to get to him before the Punisher can.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So I don't think they'll be working together, not too much, unless, like, say they get trapped together or something, they got to work to get out.
Right.
But I think they're just going to be racing each other trying to get to this guy first.
This is Punisher's official, like, first MCU debut.
Yeah. When I first started watching the Netflix series, they brought up, like, I always wondered, like, if they was ever going to bring it into the MCU, because they brought up, like, New York getting attacked and everything.
Yeah. There's parts where they did bring that up. I agree. But then now it's official. Like, that's all part of it now.
Yeah.
It wasn't at the time. But that's all movie news, unless you got something.
Yeah. The Warner Bros. Wrote off a movie, Wile E. Coyote versus Acme.
I remember that. Like, when it first happened, there was a lot of...
I've just now been reading about it. They wrote it off. They wrote it off for taxes, and it had Will Forte in it. And when I love Will Forte, he cracks me up in everything he's in.
He said the movie is completely finished.
Yeah, the movie's completely finished. Like, they got everything done. The select few people that have seen it say it's great and they loved it, and that they should just release it. But they used it as a tax write off.
Yeah, and it's sitting on a shelf somewhere.
Yeah.
Right beside Batgirl.
Batgirl.
Yeah, the Batgirl. The Batgirl movie was completely done. They'd done the exact same thing.
I didn't know they did. I don't know. I think they just make movies for tax write-offs.
They really do. No, I would like to see that movie. I would like the Wile E. Coyote movie.
Yeah,
I remember that first happened. There was a lot of backlash online about that.
Because I always thought the same thing watching Looney Tunes growing up. Why don't he just sue the hell out of them?
Yep.
This is all backfiring on him.
Yep.
Like, sued. Right there.
And that's what that movie was.
Yeah.
That's all for movie news, unless you got something else.
No.
Okay, so first movie we got to review.
Venom 3.
The Last Dance. You want to start this? We'll do non-spoilers first.
All right.
Start with that.
I think I gave it 3 stars.
Look who has the wrong opinion now.
I feel like most people would agree with me. Probably disagree with me because they thought it was worse. However, I gave it around 3 stars. Maybe 3.5. Spoiler free first, like we always do with new movies. Pretty much the whole movie, to me, is in the trailer. Like, everything I need to know about this story is in the trailer. Like, yeah. I know that Null is having these monsters chase Venom around. And that's the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like, the movie just gives you more details.
Okay. I don't disagree with that. How I feel about it, though, is this is the second best one in the trilogy. Carnage, for me, is one of my favorites. Always will be one of my favorites. Will be one of my favorite Marvel movies. This, I rank it as 2, with the first one being the last one. I absolutely love this movie. I think it leans a lot more into its comedic aspect. Yeah. That is one big positive. Like you said, the major plot points, basically the trailer.
Yeah.
Like, aside from a few things. But I love the movie. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was a lot of fun, a lot of good action. Tom Hardy, always a banger, you know what I mean?
Something that I've been seeing that a lot of people didn't like is that Noel wasn't in the movie that much. I like that he wasn't in the movie that much.
I agree.
It's not that I don't like Noel, it's just that he's a very big player.
We should save that for spoilers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not too big of a spoiler. I mean, you just see like little... like. Pretty much his whole screen time is in the movie.
Yeah, well, that's true, yeah. I like that, too. I like that he's not really in the movie other than to call the whatever they're called. I can't remember what those villains are called. But I think that's great too, because like you said, he is a big player.
Yeah.
You just recently read The King in Black, am yeah. I right? So you know how big of a threat this guy is going to be.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
For him to just come out and fought Venom, that would have been a no-go for me, dog.
Yeah, that would have been terrible.
Yeah, I would have significantly lowered my rating on this movie for that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you'll get into spoilers? Unless you have any more spoiler-free.
Yeah, we can go on to spoilers.
Spoilers ahead.
Spoilers ahead.
You want to go with your spoilers first? Or me too?
You can go ahead.
Alrighty. So, first thing about this movie that I really enjoyed, the running shoe joke.
Oh, yeah.
But him losing his shoes every 5 seconds.
I didn't dislike it.
I thought it was hilarious.
I didn't dislike that part of the movie.
As soon as he gets nice shoes in Vegas and they take him and he's like, my shoes. Like, the whole movie, it's just Eddie Brock barefoot.
This movie served no purpose other than to set up something bigger.
Yeah, I agree.
What we was talking about just a second ago is that's why...
Admit it, though, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's the why Noel didn't... That's why I like that Noel didn't have that big of a role in it. This movie is just to set something bigger up.
Right.
Now,
this is like Ragnarok to the Infinity War saga.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just a setup movie, and I don't know if this is just something Sony is setting up, or if Sony is going to let the MCU use Noel.
That's what I'm saying. I hope to God it's an MCU villain. Please be an MCU problem.
Yeah.
I don't see how their Sony villain verse can stop this.
Yeah, no.
They need bigger guns.
Yeah, I feel like the only way Noel is going to be successful is if they let the MCU use him.
Yeah, but that's a big payday for both of them.
Yeah, it will be a tremendous movie if they let the MCU take it.
I agree. Andy Serkis as Noel, I think he will do great.
I do feel like he is going to need a couple more setup movies.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the last setup movie should be the Sinister Six. I think he should come in at the end of whatever they have planned with the Sinister Six.
I agree. I think the Sinister Six should realize they have to work with the MCU.
Yeah.
So we know Vulture is now in, Morbius' universe.
Yeah.
We know that from the post-credits scene. He's from the MCU. We know there are different universes. We got that.
Yeah.
So we know that if Vulture and... We know that Vulture and Morbius are setting up a Sinister Six.
Yeah.
They have already said they're trying to get a team together. I would love to see a Sinister Six movie where maybe they fight that universe as Spider-Man... Like, introduce us to a new Spider-Man or give us Andrew Garfield. But at the end of that Sinister Six movie, Noel comes in as, like, a post-credit villain or at the very end, and he's gotten free from his prison, and they realize they have to go to Vulture's universe, team up with our Avengers to fight Noel.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah. At the very least, I think he should get a post-credit scene like Thanos did at the end of the first Avengers.
Absolutely. I think he should get more, but I'd be all right with that.
Yeah, I think somehow during the Sinister Six movie, before we go on with this, there's no Sinister Six movie announced. We know that's what Sony's planning.
Yeah, that's what's coming out. It's already been hinted at the end of Morbius. We know that.
Yeah, but I think they should find a way that sets Noel free, because he's in the movie, he's in prison, that's why he's hunting Venom. That sets Noel free somehow in the Sinister Six.
Yep.
Alright, and what else do I have here? Something that really made me mad about the movie is why it dropped a star for me. Nothing happened with New York.
I'll give you that. That's
not like there's like we're going to go to New York. We're going to get this judge that got me kicked out of New York to clear my name. And it never goes into detail on why he got kicked out of New York or who this judge is.
Yep. In the comics, the reason he's in San Francisco is because Spider-Man banned him from New York.
Yeah, but it's just talking about a judge in this, and it never really goes into detail. I don't even think... They don't know who Spider-Man is in Venom's universe.
They don't have a Spider-Man in his universe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's because, like, whenever they went to the MCU and they saw Tom Holland on the TV, Venom was, like, licking the TV and...
Yeah, doing all kinds of weird, creepy stuff.
Because there's no Spider-Man in their universe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I get you on that.
It also does kind of make me mad that, like, no Spider-Man showed up and he never got his... after three movies, he still doesn't have the Spider-Man then.
Yeah, no, I'd like to have seen that too.
Yeah, that
like when he's fighting the things at the end when he just gets like a big spider emblem on the front. I know it would have made no sense, but I still would have liked to have seen it.
Yeah, because like throughout it's just him doing slimy stuff, and I want to see him shoot webs.
Yeah, I think they're because you know again I refer back to the comics. In the comics, Secret Wars is the first ever appearance of Venom. Like first, or not Venom, but the black suit. So maybe they're saving that for the Secret Wars movie coming out.
Yeah, maybe.
Because Venom did, like, he killed himself, but he survived. The post-credit scene shows a little bit that he left in the bar that they got, has lashed himself onto a cockroach, and he is now going to be trying to look for Eddie. That's my theory.
Yeah. So. That's another thing I want to bring up. I've seen Tom Hardy talk about it in interviews. Like, he's pretty much done with Venom unless he's coming back for Spider-Man.
Yep.
He will. He's already said that he would come back for Spider-Man or any other MCU character. Like, but I think as far as the Venom movies go, he's done.
Yep.
Like, he's out.
Venom solo movies? Absolutely.
Yeah, he's done.
But I seen that same interview. Yeah, he said he would come back to fight anybody.
Yeah.
If they bring one more superhero into it, he's down to do it. And I'm cool with that. There's a comic run where he becomes a Guardian of the Galaxy. Yeah. I'd like to see that. Jesus. I think Tom Hardy is a fantastic Eddie Brock.
Yeah.
Only problem that I got with him playing Eddie Brock, he's a little too old.
Well, then again, if you're going to have him as Eddie Brock, he's going to have to come into another universe with a different Spider-Man, so age difference isn't really that big of a deal.
Right. No, obviously not saying it's a big deal, but it is kind of something that I've seen, I've noticed. I love how at the end Noel calls himself the King in Black.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite. I think it was the post-credit scene, or maybe it was the last shot. But
the last shot of the movie, I believe.
He's like, your champion has fallen. Like, talking about, and then he legitimately calls himself the King in Black. Bro, that's awesome.
Yeah. Two actors in this movie, not them themselves made me mad, but two actors was already previously in MCU movies. The General, he played the guy who helped Doctor Strange in the first Doctor Strange.
He did. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, he was in Doctor Strange. And Reese Evans, the guy who played Kurt Connors in The Amazing Spider-Man, he was not Kurt Connors in this movie.
I thought he would be.
I thought he was going to be Kurt Connors, too. I thought, like, maybe, like, oh, I'm going to retire as a scientist and just...
Look for aliens.
Yeah, be a hippie. But no, he's like... What something Moon?
Martin Moon.
Martin Moon. That's ridiculous.
I enjoyed the hippie family a little bit, but I would have enjoyed them a lot more if he just would have showed up at their campsite, they gave him a ride, that'd be it. I did not enjoy their whole sneaking into Area 53 or whatever it was called and getting themselves in danger, making Venom come. I didn't like none of that.
Yeah, I was like, I thought that was stupid. Like, why? Why are you a parent, a father, sneaking your family into
a government facility? Yeah.
Yeah, into a military facility.
Yeah.
Not just a government, a military facility.
Yeah. So, one thing that I really want to touch on, and I hope to God this wasn't toxin. Detective Mulligan's character.
Yeah.
and never comes out and says his name is Toxin. I hope it's not. Because if that's what they done to my boy Toxin, good Lord.
I don't know much about the symbiotes other than Venom and Carnage.
Well, Toxin is Carnage's offspring. And that's what makes him believe that it was Toxin because...
He's died to Carnage.
Yeah, so I don't know. I hope it wasn't him. Like, because that's just not him in the comics. He's more red than he's blue in the comics. But he's red and blue. What they just made him like a floaty little blue thing.
Green,
whatever.
Yeah.
Bro, look, they can't be him. And I did confuse Agony in the theater for Scream.
Yeah.
Because they look a little alike. I even leaned to you in the theater and was like, that's Scream. But it turned out to be Agony.
Yeah.
I like how they brought Agony and Lasher into it. And I think the big brown one who was like, it's Clobbering time, basically. The big strong brown one.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be Phage, I believe. I know you don't know about the symbiotes, but I believe that was supposed to be Phage. I believe they're saving Scream for maybe Noel. Scream is a good symbiote character. I hate that Lasher got killed. I hate that.
Wait, wasn't Scream in the second one?
I think so.
Yeah,
No, that wasn't Scream. That was his.
Didn't they put a symbiote on his girlfriend in the second one and she turned into Scream?
No. Nope. That never happened. She just had that ability. That was her superpower.
I think they tried to hint that she was supposed to be Scream.
I'd be all right with that. Which kind of contradicts symbiotes because they don't like loud noises.
Yeah.
Same with the fire one. There was a symbiote that could shoot fire in the movie, and you know, that contradicts symbiotes too.
He's probably immune to fire. It's probably what makes him so special.
Yeah. Well, overall, I really enjoyed the movie. I had a great time with it. A lot of fun. I know you were a little lower on it than I was. I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. Venom, I will always be a defender of these Venom movies. I know they're not for everybody. I know a lot of people hate these movies. I truly enjoyed this movie. All
right. So what are we moving on to now?
What did you say your rating for it was, though?
Somewhere around 3 stars.
Okay. Just wanted to be sure. And do Borderlands?
Yeah, we can go ahead and get that out of the way.
You hated Borderlands. I loved Borderlands.
I did not care for it.
Okay, so we're not going to do spoiler reviews because it's been out long enough people can watch it.
Yeah.
So, I do want to start off by saying Borderlands. What'd you rate it first, and I'll say what I rated it.
I think a star and a half.
Yep. I gave it 3.
3.
Now, let me say this from the get-go. I like this movie, but from a video game player standpoint, it was not good. Like, I enjoyed the Borderlands games. I've played them all, but I'm not a mega ultra fan. Like, I know it has a huge following.
I really enjoyed the games.
Right.
I tried to keep that in mind while watching the movies.
I tried not to keep that in mind.
No, what I'm saying is, like, that this isn't the games.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't mean, like, I'm comparing this to the games.
I thought that's what you meant.
No. But is as something I couldn't, but a couple, I'll get into some things I couldn't get past, but between comparing the two, some things I couldn't get over. But first, I'll just say that it was really hard for me to pay attention to this movie.
Really?
Yeah, I could not. It took everything in me to just sit down and watch this movie. Like, it was just, everything about it was so boring to me. It was like watching The Big Bang Theory without the laugh tracks. I felt like every time they made a joke that they probably should have had a big ba-dum-ba, just so I was cued to laugh.
Okay, I can feel that. I can understand that.
Like,
I think this would have benefited a lot more from being a TV show.
Yeah, it probably should have been a TV show. Yeah. I don't think that...
TV shows are kind of where video game adaptations find their footing.
Yeah, because there's so much information and stuff in video games.
So much lore, so much story.
Yeah, so that's why I think that most video game adaptations should just stick to series.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I understand why a lot of people hated this movie. Because as someone who loves video games, if they would have done The Last of Us dirty, you would have never heard me say telling the end of it. I'd still be mad about that today.
Yeah.
Like, I get 100% why this is a bad movie to some people. But I just didn't compare it to the games. I tried to make sure, in my mind, be like, this is its own thing.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. But again, I understand why people hate. So, I'm not that mad about my rating being different. I do think the main character's acting was kind of bad.
Yeah, so I will say that I did not play the first Borderlands.
Really?
I played the second one.
That's where Roland comes in. It's the first one.
Yeah, I played the second one, the Handsome Jack one, and the third one. Okay. Played those three. And
did you play the one with the Tina character?
Tiny Tina's in all of them.
She in all of them?
Yeah, she's in the second. Well, she's not in the Handsome Jack one, but she's in the third. She's an adult in the third one.
I knew she was in the second one. I didn't know she was in the third. It's been a long time since I played these games.
Yeah. She's in the third one, but she's an adult.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I gotta go back and play those.
Something that really bugged me about this movie is really, it's just these two actors that they picked for the roles. Cate Blanchett and Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's the one who played the redheaded woman.
Cate Blanchett is the one who played Lilith.
Yeah.
And Jamie Lee Curtis is the one who played Tannis.
I like Jamie Lee Curtis as the in the role.
She's too old.
Yeah. No, I get that she's too old for the video game counterpart.
Yeah. That's just something that really bugged me. Like, they were just too old. I feel like they should have got somebody way younger. I feel like Jack Black was a good cast for Claptrap.
He was perfect as Claptrap.
Yeah, he was great as Claptrap.
And he was definitely the comedic relief you needed for the movie.
If you can say comedic relief.
You didn't like his jokes he made?
I didn't laugh at anything in the movie.
Really?
I told you, that's what I meant by the Big Bang Theory. Like, I thought
you would at least laugh at Claptrap.
No, like, I didn't laugh at it. Like, nothing seemed funny to me. It's like,
anytime Claptrap was on screen talking, like, trash and doing stupid stuff, I was laughing. I at least chuckled.
I don't, like, I wasn't trying to suppress a laugh or anything. It's just,
sounds like you are.
No, I wasn't. Like, it just, it didn't force any emotion out of me whatsoever. Like I said, this movie was very hard for me to pay attention to.
Okay, that's fair.
The whole time I was watching it, it felt like I was watching a movie within a movie. You know how, like, sometimes in movies they'll have a fake movie playing on TV and it's just, like, really shitty?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Okay, I can understand that. I would add on to what you said about the casting. I think the only people who were casted correctly in this movie was Krieg and Claptrap. Kevin Hart as Roland, stupid. He tries way too hard to be an action hero. I get that he may be trying to slowly transition into other movies.
That's why I didn't talk about Kevin Hart, because I didn't play the first one. Roland is in the second one.
Yeah.
But, like, he dies in it.
Right.
I don't have to worry about spoiling the second one because there's not going to be one.
Yeah, this movie lost a lot of money. They're not making another one. I think he made it bad, Roland. I just do, because Roland is a soldier. Like, he's an action hero. Kevin Hart is not that. If he's trying to transaction into the action genre, cool. But don't do it on Borderlands. Has too big of a following for you to make that transaction.
Yeah.
Or transition, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the main character was bad. Like you said, Lilith, like her acting to me in the bar scene, in the opening scene with the recruiter, very, very cheesy.
Yeah.
Like where she just shoots the guy who's talking to her. That was so lame and cheesy. Like,
Another comparison, like I said, I tried not to do this, but another comparison about this video game. This is an RPG video game.
Yeah.
Like, when you play this game, You don't get to create a character. You can customize a character, but this character is their own person whenever you play this game.
That's why people play it multiple times.
Yeah, you play through, you have different characters. They say different things when different stuff happens.
Yep.
And
different outcomes.
Yeah. And it's an, but it's still an RPG. Like, you cannot, it's an RPG. You cannot incorporate the excitement you get from playing that game into a movie or maybe even a TV show. You can't, because, like, this is a grind farm game.
Yeah.
Like, I've probably spent hours upon hours farming weapons in this game.
Yeah.
Or grinding, like, 2% drops to get a specific weapon.
Yeah.
And you just can't incorporate the excitement you get from getting weapons and stuff in the game.
Well, it's because they didn't have a lot of time to do all that. That's what I'm saying. It would have benefited from a TV show.
Yeah.
Like, it, with a TV show, you have a little more time to do all that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, if in a movie, there's no way you can incorporate that.
Yeah.
It's especially hard in a movie. It would still be really hard to do that in a TV show.
Yeah, no, and for sure. But you would have a better shot in a TV show.
Yeah.
I think also that Tina's actor, she overacted a lot.
Yeah.
So bad. Every time she would try to act like a little psychopath like she is in the games, it didn't feel real. It didn't feel... It felt like she was making fun of the character from the game.
Yeah.
I hated her character. I hated how they made her a clone.
Yeah, that was stupid.
There's... Or whatever. It'd be a clone, right?
Yeah.
They made her in a lab to open one of the vaults. What?
Yeah, in the video games, it's heavily hinted that Krieg is her dad.
Yeah. And she's just a little like...
I think in one of the DLCs... I haven't played it, but there's a DLC for the third one where they put Krieg in a lab, and you have to take your character from the third one and go inside his mind and do some stuff.
Hmm.
So I think it might touch more on that.
I might go back and play these.
Yeah.
We might review a video game series.
No, I just finished the third one not too long ago.
Oh, I might have to go back. Bad CGI. Bad effects.
Yeah.
Like the car chase scenes. Terrible. They looked like something out of a... Yeah, they were bad. Let me just get this closer to me if you don't care just a little bit. With the bad effects, there were some solid action scenes. The scenes where they were fighting the blood psychos or whatever they were called.
Yeah.
And they were, it was playing Motorhead's Ace of Spades.
Yeah.
I thought that scene was a lot of fun. The hallway acid scene where he's shooting the vents and the acid comes out. Kevin Hart did not have to do the whole left behind thing so everyone else could escape. Like, that was dumb.
Yeah.
For him to come back 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
And
I honestly kind of thought they was going to kill him off because he died in the second one.
Yeah, I did too. I thought the guy was going to be where he died. Which, if he did, that would only give him like 30 or 40 minutes of screen time.
Yeah.
Which is kind of dumb. I think it would have benefited heavily from an R rating.
Yeah.
The games are rated M. Why not give this a R rating?
Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of movie studios, I feel like they're still run by a bunch of old people that think that video games are just for kids.
Yep.
I think that's why. And it's like, oh, this Borderlands game's pretty popular.
Yep. Let's cast some of the most popular actors we can. Who gives a crap if they're good for the role?
Another reason, a lot of studios try not to go for an R rating unless it's a story that they want to tell right. Because a lot of studios want you to bring your children and watch it and hope your children, because children are whiny. I want to watch this, you know? And you're more likely to let your child watch it if it's PG-13.
Not me. I'll watch it. I don't care. The villain in this movie. God awful.
Yeah, I had no idea who that was.
Yeah, I just didn't care about him enough to hate him.
Yeah, no.
He's a generic villain.
Yeah.
Like, why? Give me a villain that I actually hate. Give me some scenes of him being a villain.
Yeah.
Like, he died in the end. I was like, cool. They killed the villain. Yeah. Like,
like I said, the whole movie's just boring, and there's, like, no real aspect of actual entertainment in this movie.
I was entertained a little bit. That's why I gave it a little bit of a higher rating than you did. But I'm done with Borderlands, if you are.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
All right, so 3 out of 5, 1.5 out of 5. I got to hear Junior next. You want to go over Junior?
Yeah, I didn't get to watch that one, but I've seen it before.
Okay. Well, we'll give a quick rundown. Though. We're a little over time right now anyway, so we'll just give Junior a quick rundown so we can really dive into Silver Bullet and Jumper.
Yeah.
Junior was extremely funny. I did not know that Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito had another movie outside of Twins. I'm so glad that you suggested this because I love their chemistry in Twins. I love it in this movie.
Okay. I think they have one more movie together. I'm not positive. Don't quote me on that.
I'll have to go look.
You just look it up after we get done with this.
Seeing Arnold Schwarzenegger, a muscle man bodybuilder with pregnancy symptoms.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Is so funny.
Like, my favorite scene of the whole movie is just... My nipples, they're sensitive.
And people are hearing them in the background. Yeah. He's like, do you go surfing a lot? And he's like, no, I do not surf. Like, and he accidentally impregnates himself with his love interest egg.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. That was hilarious. Because it puts the classic spin on, you know, when your wife or girlfriend's pregnant and she's like, I wish you could experience this.
Yeah.
It's like, he was.
Yeah.
Great movie. I love Arnold Schwarzenegger. I love Danny DeVito. Give me all their movies. You know what I mean? I gave it a 3 out of 5. Loved it.
Yeah.
But it was a generic comedy.
Yeah, so, it was.
With a unique twist.
Yeah. I feel like it was a lot more popular when it came out,
though. Yeah, because it was a unique twist. Yeah. One of the scenes that was one of my absolute favorites, whenever they take him to, like, that woman's retreat, and he has to pretend to be a woman.
Yeah.
And then when the baby starts coming, he's talking to one of the girls, and he, like, gets a contraction, and he just completely abandons the woman act. Yeah. Like, he's like,
oh, God!
He's like, oh, it's coming!
And oh, like, no!
They're, like, looking at him.
He starts doing a scene from Predator.
Kill me! Come on! Kill me! Kill me now! Come on! I expected him to. No, I loved it. Well, give it a rating. If you can't rate it, that's fine because you didn't watch it.
I'll go for where I haven't seen it in a while. I'll go with 3.5.
Okay.
Because I know that when I watched it, I really enjoyed it.
Yep. I wish they would have done more movies on it together.
Yeah.
So, number 4, I got Jumper. If you want to do that.
Yeah, we'll go to Jumper.
All right. Cool. Man, do I love Jumper. Start with your rating first.
I think I gave it 2.5 stars.
What is wrong with you?
I've seen it a million times.
I have too, but...
I'm just... Where I've seen it so much, I think I'm just unimpressed with it, especially with this last time I watched it. But I did... This last time I watched it, though, I completely just hated David the last time I watched it.
Why?
I don't know. The last time I watched it, like, I think I was in high school.
Yeah. I keep having to pull this over.
Like, I was in high school, so I kind of sided with David. Like, oh, yeah, just pick up and leave and go rob some banks. And then, like, watching it now as a parent.
He's
just a dick.
Yeah, I agree.
I was like, you're just gonna leave your daddy like that?
Just like your mama did?
Because you're just going to leave, like, by himself.
Yeah.
You're going to leave your daddy like that.
No, I agree.
Why? Because he told you you'd pick up a mess in the hallway? You're going to leave? Yeah, get into some trouble.
I gave it a 4 out of 5. Like you said, I've seen this a million times.
Yeah.
This movie is one that my dad introduced to me when I was younger. He is one of the... big influences in movies I got because he always used to give me movies like this to watch when I was younger. But this is a great example of superhero movies or superpower movies, whatever you want to call it, that does not need to be tied into any kind of MCU, DCEU, anything like that. It can be its own thing.
Yeah.
I absolutely love independent horror, independent superhero movies.
Yeah.
Love them. I love everything about it. I just think it deserved a sequel. Like, the jumping was fun. The action was fun. Samuel Jackson was fun.
Yeah.
The fact that there were other jumpers, not just him, fun.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. It should have gotten a sequel. But about David being a dickhead. Like, he was a dickhead. Like,
no, I agree with that, 100%. Now, looking back on, like you said, as a dad, looking out on, I was like, he just told you to clean up a little bit. Yeah, he may have been a little depressed and drinking a little bit, but...
Yeah, like...
His mama left, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Like, I understood why he left. He was a 15-year-old
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, of course, if you were 15 in that situation, you probably would have left,
yeah,
too. Yeah,
but what really made me think he was a dick was, like, he can jump anywhere in the world, do whatever he wants. When it finally shows him as an adult and he's in his penthouse and he turns on the TV and he just sees a bunch of floods and he's like, huh.
I have that here, yeah.
I was like, huh. He's just like, huh. And he's just like, all right, I'm going to go have lunch on the Sphinx statue.
And he just
turns it off.
The TV even says it'll take a miracle for someone to get to them now.
Yeah.
And he just turns
the TV. Like, dude.
You can see, like
you can...
Yeah, it'll take you 3 seconds. Like, yeah, bring them to you. Oh,
yeah, man. He's just a...
He was a douchebag.
Yeah, he's a douchebag. And then...
The other jumper's just as big as a douchebag.
Yeah, he is. However, I identify with his reason for being a douchebag more than I do.
100%. He had a more of a, like, he reason.
Was, yeah, he was revenge-stricken. Like, yeah. That's all he cared about. He didn't care about nothing else. He wanted revenge. David was just an asshole kid who wanted to do what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
That brings me to another thing. When Sam Jackson finally showed up to his penthouse, he finally went back to his hometown, didn't question who was chasing him, what extent they would go to catch him. He just knew that he had a bag of money and he was back in his hometown, so he's going to hit up this girl he liked in high school.
Yeah.
And then took her to Rome for no reason. Like, I don't know what these... Like, didn't even think about Sam Jackson once he got back to the hometown.
I agree. I have that in my notes here as that being one of the issues with the movie.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, these trained assassins are after me?
These people that seem like they have trained for their whole life to hunt down people like me.
The one person who can stop me from jumping?
Yeah.
Like, let me just jump to my hometown, steal my money, or recover my money, and take my high school sweetheart out to Rome.
Yeah.
Do what?
It's just that, like, that really just... Being like, what are you doing?
Yeah, why don't you, like, gear up to fight back? Like, yeah, no,
Oh, my
agree.
God, I hope his dad gets some of that electrical equipment and just bends him over his knee and gives him an ass whooping.
I think
like
his dad is dead. It never confirms it, but I think his dad is dead.
Yeah. Damn you, Sam Jackson.
That's another thing I want to talk about. Can you tell me why that they're hunting these jumpers?
It says in the movie they're an ancient order.
Yeah, who just believe that they shouldn't have this power.
Yeah, they started witch trials and everything. This is an ancient, like...
But they're hunting them for no reason.
They believe it's a crime against God.
That's stupid.
Yeah, we've had wars fought. Do you not know anything about the Crusades?
No, I do, but I'm just saying that's a stupid reason to be like, I'm going to kill this possible superhero. Like...
Wait, That's what the boys is. That's exactly what the boys is.
No, the boys is a lot different.
Yeah, there's differences, but he mainly wants to kill all superheroes because he doesn't think...
But the majority of them superheroes are bad, though.
Yeah, but some of them are good, and he wants to kill them all.
Yeah. All right, got me there.
Like, he does, like, he hates the fact that Kimiko and Starlight is in their group.
Yeah, I know.
He's a soupsist.
I think that this movie would have benefited from being longer.
Yeah, it would have.
It was only an hour and a half, hour 28 minutes.
Yeah.
Very short movie.
Something I had a problem with was too much green screen.
Yeah, you can tell it too.
Yeah, because there's when they're especially when they're doing like the multi jump scenes. Yep. They just look really tiny, running on the beach and stuff.
Yeah,
like it just looks photoshopped.
Yeah, the effects were not that good, but I will chop that up to it being a 2000s movie.
Yeah.
That is a note I have here. It feels like a 2000s movie.
Yeah.
But it feels like a good 2000s movie.
Yeah, for sure.
I think this movie, a lot of my high rating for it is it's so nostalgic for me.
Yeah, but what you was talking about earlier, the paladins, why they're hunting them, that brings me to his mom. He shows up at her house, finds out he has a sister, and he's like, so you're a paladin, I'm a jumper, what now? She says, well, son, I love you, and that's why I'm going to give you a head start. What?
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine hating my child, like, believing in something so much that it makes me want to kill my child.
Yep. I agree. That takes back to what you said earlier about the dad. The dad was the good parent.
Yeah. The dad, like, he really was the good parent. Like, he didn't be like, all right, your mom left, so I'm going to drop you with Graham.
Yeah. No, he tried to raise this boy a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first time he meets his mom after 10-plus years.
Did he drink? Yes. Was he a bad drunk? No.
He just looked like he was just chilling out on the chair until his son made a mess.
Yeah. Hey, clean this mess up. Yeah. David, get down here and clean this mess up.
Yeah. Like, yeah, the mom was the bad. And that's, again, why it needed a sequel. I would have loved to have seen his mom chasing him.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been a movie. That would have been fantastic. I did enjoy the jumping around scene, like, with the other jumper. I wish we would have got more scenes with the other jumper. I liked him more.
Griffin.
I can't remember his name. I liked him more than I did.
He looks a lot like Tom Holland.
I said the same thing. I even Googled to see if they were siblings. Yeah. I was like,
I knew they wasn't siblings, but I did Google to see if they was related.
That's what I meant. Yeah, I was like, because I said the same thing. I was like, he looks like an older Tom Holland, but Holland would be three, right?
Yeah, because like, I know Tom Holland, I think he has two other brothers, and he's older than both of them.
But, and one of them was like going to be like a stunt devil for Spider-Man or shoot one of the Spider-Man scenes or something.
I think so.
There was a whole interview about that.
Last thing I have to say about Jumper is Sam Jackson in almost every movie retains his reputation as a bad motherfucker.
100%.
Because, like, at the end when he, like, he doesn't kill Sam Jackson. He just jumps and leaves him in a cave. And then Jackson goes to chase him. And then he just looks over at the cliff. He doesn't look scared or anything. He's just...
like, he got me.
Yeah.
Got me that time.
Like,
if there was ever a person to kill...
he didn't say it, but you could tell he was thinking it. Motherfucker!
you could tell, too... you know he deserved to kill him. Like, he deserved to die. Samuel Jackson's character.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for him to just whoosh him to, like, some kind of cave and be like, I could have killed you, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Like... shut up. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
But I know they were setting it up for a sequel that it never got. It does have an Xbox game that I played when I was younger. It has a video game. It's really fun.
I don't see how that could be a good video game, though.
It was a lot of fun.
Alright.
But 4 out of 5?
2.5.
2.5. Brings us to our last movie, Silver Bullet.
Yep.
What do you want to say about Silver Bullet? I'll let you go first since you picked it.
All right. So, in the first kill is, like, within the first 2 minutes of the movie, Arnie Westrum, right? The narrator's like, Westrum was the first victim. How do you know? she said, the narrator said that the authorities just chalked it up to Arnie being drunk and laying on the train tracks. How do you know it wasn't for sure?
Yeah.
Nobody was there but Arnie Westrom.
Right.
And his head was just clean off. His body didn't have any marks on it or nothing. How do you know he wasn't just a drunk?
For all you know, he was drunk on the railroad yeah. tracks. Like, shut up. Like, yeah. No, I got you on that. Keep going. Moves. I don't know why.
Just because there's a werewolf in town doesn't mean it's killing everybody.
Yeah, doesn't mean it's killing everyone who walks the train tracks.
Yeah.
I'll add to that. I think it sets the tone as soon as it starts.
Yeah.
Like the same. Like normally, a good scary movie, good monster movie, it'll build up to a good like tone of the movie.
Yeah.
Not this one. As soon as you turn on the movie, it's like, all right, this is a creepy werewolf movie. We're going to keep it that way. Like,
yeah.
like we're not shying away from... There's no comedic aspect
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Janie, I thought she was a bitch.
Who?
Janie.
The sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But...
I get it. I get why she was, but still. Like,
she's an older sibling to her younger sibling.
It's not that she was an older sibling. Like, I understand, like, her parents are, like, always, like, Baby and Marty because he's in a wheelchair, but still, like, there were just certain moments that she did not need to act like that.
Yep.
And he's like when the fair got canceled, she was just like, oh, Marty didn't get his way. Like, Jane, just the fuck up. This is bad for everybody.
Yeah, this is bad for everybody in town. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Nobody gets to watch the fireworks now.
No, I agree. I do have that here about the siblings relationship, but they come together when it counts.
They do.
I think that's with every sibling relationship. I'm sorry, yeah. I don't know why this keeps moving. I think it's with every sibling relationship, like in movies, in real life. Like you pick on your sibling, like, but you come together when it counts. Like, so I mean, I kind of feel like that was realistic.
Yeah,
you can tell it's a Stephen King movie. A lot of that is by the way the characters are written. Like, yeah. He writes his little kid characters or his younger characters the same in every movie. Very, very accurate, like, to the time period. Like, they were great.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell as soon as this movie starts, this is definitely a Stephen King movie. I feel like I'm watching Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a good thing. Like, Stephen King is the man. All the characters, right from the get-go, show a lot of personality.
Yeah. Like, every character has a personality.
Right. And again, we've said this, or I've said this multiple times in horror movies, you want to care about them, and the way to do that is to develop their personality or give me personal traits about these characters all throughout the movie. And they do that the entire time. They make you like care about them.
Just about every character that dies has
a story.
You feel for them in some way.
Yes, because they've showed their character traits and they built upon their personality in the whole movie. Fantastic.
Now, that brings me to Grady's dad. Marty's best friend.
Oh, the one who gives that speech in the bar about...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get me some personal justice. Like, that hit me.
Yeah.
I feel like he really acted that out.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, that got me. Like,
yeah.
Because, again, as a father, like, if you're in that position, you're still in the exact same thing. Like, I'm going to go get me some justice.
Something that cracked me up, though, about that, not his speech. Like, his speech was very moving and stuff. Like, it really touched me. But they didn't know what they was going after.
Not at all.
they just said, it's killing people. We're going to find him.
It's like, what's it? It.
Man, woman, thing, we're going to get it.
But can you define what it looks like? Can you tell me what it looks like?
Yeah, they just form, like, after Grady gets killed, Marty's best friend, Grady, gets killed, they all just go to the bar, and they just start making plans about the forest they're going to raid and go find whatever it is that ripped him apart.
They know it's some kind of supernatural force.
They know it's not good, and it's going to get more people.
I will say, too, about that... this is my first time watching this movie. You've seen it before. As soon as the priest came out and was like trying to stop everybody, I was like, that's him. That's the werewolf. Like, I immediately called it.
Yeah.
Like, I knew from the get-go. It seemed like he didn't want to kill nobody.
No, he doesn't. Like, he says it in the movie, he doesn't like doing it.
Right.
But, like, he makes excuses for himself to make himself feel better.
Yeah.
He does. That's what he does. Like, he doesn't, like, he doesn't want to kill nobody. And from what I can tell, he has perfect memory of everything he's doing. He just can't control his actions.
Right. I want to go ahead and say, though, before I lose my mind, this werewolf design to be in an 80s movie.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. You don't have good werewolf designs today.
Yeah, no.
Like, nothing like that?
No, that's why another reason I love this movie is, like, the effect. That's something I've always liked about the 80s werewolves movies.
Even the transformation scenes where he's turning into the werewolf. Like, yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's what I've always liked about this movie is, like, it's really good graphics.
Yeah.
But, like, when the priest has perfect knowledge that he's the werewolf and he remembers everything he's done. I don't know for sure if he can control his actions or not.
I don't think he can.
Yeah.
I think
it's kind of like the Hulk. He just gets mad at something and then the werewolf takes it out on whatever he's mad at.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Because you could tell he didn't want to kill the kids, but he knew he had to.
Yeah.
Because, like, he was getting fed up with, like, Marty and all of them, like, trying to run off the road and stuff.
Yeah. I think he was doing that to protect himself.
Yeah.
Like, that was the human him protecting himself.
Yeah.
However, everything he did about the werewolf, he justified in some means or way. Like, killing the pregnant lady. He said she was going to kill herself.
Yeah.
I may have killed her mortal body, but I saved her eternal soul.
Yep.
Yeah, he just makes excuses for himself. Like, when he killed the mob, he didn't have to go into the forest. He knew where they were going.
Yeah, he could have went home.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knew that he had to feed that animalistic side of himself.
He never eats anybody, though.
He just
tears them up.
Why?
I don't know. He never really eats anybody. One person I did think deserved their death was Marty's girlfriend's drunk dad.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, he was just...
He was a dick.
Yeah, he's just a drunk dickhead.
Yeah. I will say this, too. The floor impaling scene where the guy falls on the floorboard and goes into his stomach. Holy crap, great kill.
Yeah.
That was a really good kill.
Yeah,
I was pleased all around this movie because great kills, great characters, great story, great effects. This is what you want out of a horror movie.
Yeah.
I will say this, too. The when they kill the pregnant woman, that kind of stunned me. Because I was like, holy, nobody's off limits in this movie.
Yeah.
Again, Stephen King's signature. No one is off limits. Young, old.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's just... I like an aspect where, in horror movies, where whatever's going on is tearing a community apart.
Yes.
That it just adds so much to a movie.
It adds the tension.
Yeah.
You can feel the tension in the town whenever the whole city's on edge.
Yeah. Because, like, now these are people you've grown up with, and now you can't trust them anymore.
Exactly. I think, and it does it perfect in this movie.
Yeah, because at the beginning of this movie, the whole town's at a fair.
Yeah, they're all like a community. But by the end of the movie, they don't trust one another.
Yeah.
They
cancel the big fair they got for the fireworks and everything.
Yeah, because they're scared. Yeah.
Yeah.
That brings me to the preacher, though. He is a fantastic villain, whether he's in werewolf form or human form. He's just as scary in human form.
Yeah.
The tension whenever she sees that his eye is punctured and, like, he turns around and catches her in the building and she's looking right at him, you can cut that tension with a knife.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh. One aspect that I didn't like that was kind of goofy for me was the werewolf repeatedly using the baseball bat. It was funny, but it was too goofy.
That's probably one of my favorite scenes of the whole movie.
You just see his arm coming up with the baseball bat.
Yeah, but to explain for the viewers, in this movie, there's a bartender. When the mob is forming, there's a bartender who keeps peace in his bar with a baseball bat that has Peacemaker written on it. So when they go out, the entire town is armed with guns. and the bartender is only armed with his Peacekeeper baseball bat. And the werewolf preacher corners him and takes him down under fog. And you just see the bartender coming up with that baseball bat, his hand coming up over the fog and coming down and trying to hit the werewolf. And then you just hear the bartender scream, and all of a sudden the werewolf's hand comes up with the baseball bat and starts coming down on him. And not only does he use it on the bartender, he keeps it.
Yeah, he puts it in his shed. He's like, I'll need that for later.
Yeah, he's like, that's a pretty cool baseball bat. And he kills somebody with it again.
Yeah.
He kills the sheriff with the baseball bat again.
I don't understand. I mean, I get why they did this in the movie, but I don't at the same time. They could have found more silver.
Another scene that cracked me up about this, before I forget about it, is when they didn't know what to do about the preacher. And Marty was just like, made him a letter that said, we know what you are and what you've been doing. Why don't you kill yourself?
And Gary Busey,
and he's just like, he just said, go kill yourself.
And Gary Busey, his uncle's like, you can't tell the preacher to kill himself.
Yeah. Like, and the narrator, who's his sister, like narrating the past, she goes, and I sent that letter for Marty. And I sent one of Marty's letters every day for 3 days after that. Like, you've told him to kill himself 3 days in a row now.
I love whenever they confess everything to their uncle.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, what are you doing? Like, harassing a preacher. He has a genuine reaction like we would all have.
Yeah, like no, there's no such thing as werewolves.
Yeah. You just told a preacher to kill himself.
Yeah.
That's funny. I wish they would have had more silver bullets. I didn't like the fact they had one. I get that it's for to build the tension and be like, yeah, one shot at this.
Well, no, they got all the silver they had.
I think they could have found more.
Yeah, but if they had went into their mom's silver, yeah. their mom's jewelry.
Their mom's not going to say anything about the giant hole in the wall or the werewolf jumped
Well,
through.
They didn't know the werewolf was going to put a hole in the wall. Like, for all they know, they're just going to be, like, seeing him through the window or something.
The dumbest thing that anyone does in this movie is when Gary Busey takes the bullet out of the gun. He's like, oh, the werewolf's not showing up tonight. Like,
I get why he did that. It was to prove a point that he no longer believes these children.
Yeah, no, I get it too. Like, again, that's why he done it. But why?
You're seeing this from a viewer's standpoint.
Yeah, not from a character.
Like
standpoint.
You know, for like Gary Busey is the only person on board with this that has no knowledge of the preacher being a werewolf.
Right.
All he knows is that the preacher tried to run Marty off the road.
Right.
That's all he knows for sure.
I love whenever he's teaching his nephew to play poker and the mom's just like in the kitchen like shaking her head and stuff. Like,
yeah, and then he just starts yelling, piss on the Yankees, piss on. Like just piss on all these baseball teams and shit. And then
Gary
she's
Busey.
Like, okay, that's enough.
Gary Busey's amazing.
Yeah, I love Gary Busey.
Yeah.
Buttered sausage.
Buttered sausage. No, I that's all I have to say about Silver Bullet. I absolutely loved this film. What'd you give it?
I don't think I rated it on Letterboxd, but I'll give it a 4.
I debated on 4 or 3.5. I gave it a 3.5. I might bump that to 4.
I'm giving it a 4 because I watched this movie a lot growing up.
Right. It's very nostalgic for you. Yeah. I gave it a 3.5. Doesn't mean I hated it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was a great movie. It did have some... not bad parts, just kind of cheesy parts that didn't do it for me.
If I give a movie lower than 2 stars, I didn't like it.
Right, exactly. If I give it lower than 2.5, I didn't like it. 2.5 for me, where it's right in the middle, is an average movie. So, yeah. But no, that's it for me, if that's it for you.
So, the movies we're reviewing next episode.
Oh, yeah. We have asked our dads to pick the movies for next episode. And what did your dad pick for me?
All right, so my dad picked Outlaw Josie Wales.
Outlaw Josie Wales?
Yep. Okay. It's a Clint Eastwood movie. And Unforgiven.
Okay, I can watch those. Right. My dad chose The Quick and the Dead, which is a Western, and The Last of the Mohicans.
Okay.
Never seen either of those. I'm really looking forward to both of them.
Yeah, I'm going to watch those.
And we do have one new one on streaming. It's been out for about a week, maybe two. Brothers.
Josh Brolin.
Peter Dinklage. Brandon Fraser.
Yep.
I have seen it already. I've seen it on the first day it came out. I will be rewatching it to be able to talk more in depth with it because I really wasn't paying attention when I watched it the first time.
Yeah.
Really funny movie. There are some problems with it, but we'll get into that next week. I'm looking forward to all five of these movies.
Yeah.
If you want, we are on Letterboxd. We're on Apple Music, Spotify, the whole nine. Find us on everything.
Yeah, just about everything. Under the sun.
Links will be in the description for our Letterboxd. If you're watching us on YouTube, and if you're watching us on Spotify, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe. I think we're done here.
And we'll see you next episode.
Later.
Later.